hosting today with Cody Carson at the National Sorghum Producers. Well, let's just start off talking about, you know, we don't have a whole lot of sorghum in the ground right now, but what we have in the ground, what's the crop look like?
Yeah, that's true. There's not a whole lot going in right now. In the western part of Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, we're seeing some early plantings going on. Of course, we have sorghum up in South Texas. But from South Texas to South Dakota, we're just dry. You know, people can talk about supply chains and fertilizer price issues, but if you don't have enough moisture to get a crop started, some of that's almost irrelevant. We're really struggling hard. On the bright side, you know, the more limited the moisture is, the better things look for sorghum. And we are lucky to have a good supply of seed and good markets this year. So maybe that's a bright spot. But I think we're off to an extremely tough start because we don't even have deep soil moisture. It's not planting moisture, it's no moisture.
Right.
You know, so we're trying to be optimistic, but it's looking more bleak by the day.
Yeah, we're all just praying for rain at this point. But some other bright spots, E15 year-round, this is a pretty big deal for sorghum.
It is. Well, E15 is, I think, a big deal for our country. You know, having E15 is year-round is saving us around 700 million barrels of oil a year. So that's reducing our dependence on foreign oil, and if we can't supply enough right now at home, well, we need to make sure that we have a reasonably priced fuel supply available to us. E15 burns so much cleaner than conventional gasoline, you know, so the administration is wanting to take a look at being climate smart and being more quote sustainable for the future, and so I just think it's a good fit, and it's a renewable source we can grow at home.
Absolutely. Another kind of thing that everybody's wondering about right now, including sorghum producers, I'm sure, input costs. They're super high, sometimes they're hard to get. What are you hearing from producers?
You know, input costs have just it's been a vertical move for them. A lot of my chemicals and fertilizers are 400% higher this year, and I'm having to ration and be careful because there are a lot of things we just flat can't get. Whether that's supply chain issues or labor issues, freight issues, I don't know where, you know, the holdup is and exactly all of the nuances of what we're experiencing, but across the agricultural belt, it's going to be a very trying year. That's one area that sorghum does shine in. We just do not need the nitrogen and phosphate supplies that say corn would.
Sure.
Nothing against corn, but it's just a nature of the beast, you know. And sorghum fits very well where those supplies may be financially or physically limited.
Well, it's something we love in Oklahoma, and of course, we just heard the Biden administration has proposed $500 million to increase U.S. crop production. So what is that going to mean for sorghum producers and really the world?
Well, you're exactly right. What does it mean for the world? We want to do the best we can for humanitarian aid.
True.
We want to help people in whatever way we can. I personally was a little disappointed to see that soybeans was called out as the as a secondary crop, because there's so many other crops that fit that niche as well, sorghum being one of them. I've always double crop, or not always, but on the years we have moisture.
We all can do some things a little better in other years.
Yes, I have double crop, you know, sorghum behind wheat, and it does exceptionally well. And sorghum is the second most used food crop in food aid to Africa behind wheat. So it's not like it's a novel product,
right.
You know. But we want to do what fits some of the geopolitical tensions of the world. We just want what's best for those people that are struggling and hurting. And I think that we have a lot of food sources besides soybeans that would fit that. I hope the government, I hope the administration that put this out there, I appreciate those efforts. I really do. I think it's well-timed. But I think we may need to revisit the issue and look at what other alternatives instead of being so solely focused on one commodity as a double crop.